Cameron University President John MacArthur on Monday revealed the school's plans to deal with significant cuts in state funding. At separate meetings for employees and students, MacArthur discussed the changes Cameron is preparing to implement for the new fiscal year that begins July 1st. The cuts are the result of anticipated reductions in state appropriations due to a revenue shortfall currently expected to be $1.3 billion. State revenue failures in this fiscal year have also resulted in Cameron being asked to return $1.9 million to the state. The changes being implemented at Cameron will result in significant reorganization of the university's administrative structure, consolidating 5 school-level units and 16 departments into 2 schools and 13 departments. Some administrative offices will be closed or reorganized, including closing Cameron's office at Fort Sill. Other actions will result in changes to some on-campus processes and the elimination of some programs, including the livestock judging team and the phase-out of the multimedia design degree program. Personnel actions are also being taken to cut costs, resulting in reduction in force losses of 9 faculty members and 19 staff members. A further 33 faculty positions will be eliminated through retirements, resignations, or non-renewal of temporary employees. 5 staff positions will be removed through the same channels. MacArthur said the changes are difficult, but necessary.
This was one of the most difficult things I've done in my life. Most of those people I let go are authorized letting go, I hired. I mean, they're here because I thought they were going to be great assets to Cameron University in Southwest Oklahoma. Looking at the programs, juggling the organizational chart changes that we proposed, those are straightforward. Those are efficiency exercises. But when you put people behind these things, that makes it traumatic.
MacArthur also said the cuts are based on the best-case scenario for next year's appropriations.
3 scenarios that are in front of us right now for next year. We're looking at the first is the one Governor Fallon announced in the State of the State address earlier this year. Her request was for wherever the different state agencies ended, specifically higher education, to reduce higher education's budget by a further 6%. So based on where we are now, with that $1.9 million reduction so far, the governor's State of the State address, the amount Cameron would receive next year would be reduced by $4.3 million.
MacArthur said the possibility still exists that Cameron will be asked to return more money to the state before the end of the current fiscal year.